Well, it's summertime and the season's fine to pick up a book and to take some time. Meet some local authors here on WNIJ.
This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with part two of our summer book series. Today we turn to poetry with a book called Loose Talk. It's the first collection of poems by Joseph Gastiger, who's also a pastor at First Congregational United Church of Christ in DeKalb. Reverend Gastiger, welcome to Morning Edition.
Oh, Joe, please. Okay. I've been Joe longer than anything else. Thank you.
You write prose poetry, which is sort of a hybrid in that it reads like fiction but uses poetic imagery. As a writer, what attracted you to this form of poetry as opposed to other traditional forms?
I found it made certain stories in my life, certain episodes that happened, more available than trying to break whatever it was that I was trying to say into lines. Sentences could flow together. I was working in, you know, more in a paragraph form. It allowed for different kinds of repetitions, fragments, stray thoughts to enter in. It allowed for more surprises.
Let's hear an example of a prose poem. One of the poems in your collection is His Father's Son.
I'm delighted that you asked for that because, you know, nobody's ever asked me to read this before.
Okay, there's something about it that I liked. Well, I'd like you to read it and then we'll discuss it afterwards.
Certainly, certainly. This is His Father's Son. I'm at the Y, see, after breakfast, Wednesday, not a stitch on, combing out my wet beard at the sink. Right after dozing in the shower, after sweating in the hot box, after huffing weights, machines, under an hour. I squint and brush and hear the tiny plink and try to snatch it, miss, my locker key slides off the shaving tray. It dips and catches in the drain. My finger barely reaches it. I try to wiggle it up, out, but something sharp glitters there also in the hole. Along with greasy hair, what else, that slime or wax lining the tube, I see a razor blade stuck sideways with my keys. So here's the deal. My shorts are locked up good, my shoes, my bag, my towel, nobody else around. This place empties for work. No one's outside except the young and healthy mothers at the desk, folding warm towels, watching a talk show, taking calls. I've got a choice to step outside, bare-assed, explain, get a new key, or else I slice my finger, fishing, slip mine free. Between the bright surprise of blood or getting tagged as a baboon, we're in America, and I'm my daddy's son. It takes a couple tries, but yeah, I hook the key. Wad a few tissues, watch them soak carmine through white.
You called that one His Father's Son, as if there's a certain inevitability to the dilemmas we face.
That's something I could never have written in lines. Prose poems make available certain parts of my life or parts of my childhood that I never really knew how to talk about in a poetic form. And the other thing is that I find when I'm trying to write a poem that is in lines, I need an uninterrupted block of time, a fairly long time. Otherwise, it slips away from me. Whereas with prose poems, I can work on them for a while. I can take a walk. I can come back. I can pick them up the next day. Oh, that's not the word I wanted. This is the word that I wanted.
One of the joys for me of reading poetry is that the writer's own voice comes through so clearly in a way that maybe we don't always see in other fiction. For example, when I read Amy Newman's poetry, I know you know her.
Sure.
I hear incredible precision in her choice of words.
Mm-hmm.
Ricardo Amezquita has a wonderful dreamlike quality to his work. And many of your poems have a journalistic voice to them, sometimes followed by a surprise. My question is, what makes poetry so individually expressive compared to a novel or a short story?
I think it draws certain things out of us that aren't available in other ways. Bill Matthews once said that in the real world, things happen sequentially, whereas in poetic time, they can happen simultaneously. It's possible to skip from a moment in the grocery store and have something trigger a memory of when you were 8 years old, you know, getting lost someplace else, and that combines with something else, with something else, with something else. I wouldn't know how to go about shaping a story or a novel or some work of fiction that skips from one place to another, but I feel one's able to do that, I think, within a poem.
Reverend Gastiger, I can't let you go. Sorry, Joe. Yeah. I can't let you go without noting that some of your poems make references to religious icons or people. Joan of Arc.
Certainly.
But there's nothing overtly religious about the poems in this book, and some people might find that surprising for a pastor.
So. Well, I come to being a pastor rather late, and my faith commitment is certainly strong, but I tend to think of it as, especially through poetry, as a certain way of looking at everything, or at least I hope that it is, rather than a way of looking at certain things.
How can faith, or your role as a faith leader, help in the crafting of poetry?
Oh, I think it gives us energy. I think it helps to renew us. For a long time in my life, I was politically involved. I did a lot of anti-war work in college and afterwards, and I didn't really have any particular faith commitment at all at that point. And it was crushing in the sense that you get defeated all the time. And faith allows you to try again, at least if you feel like you're working towards something that you believe in that matters. And that kind of gives me some of the energy that I hope comes out in my writing. A sense of belief, but a sense of hope, and even a sense of trust.
Joseph Gastiger is the author of Loose Talk. At WNIJ.org, you can hear him read another poem from his book. Joe Gastiger, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dan. Summer reading series
here on WNIJ. Next Friday, Barry Jean Borich talks about her memoir, Body Geographic. I'm Dan Klefstad.